T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Little League is offering best practice guidelines if youth baseball and softball is allowed in your county. KYW's Dave Uram joining us live with more on this. Dave?
Hey, Suzanne, good morning. Governor Wolf's office says organized sports, including Little League baseball and softball, will only be permitted in green counties. Last week, Little League released safety guidelines if games are allowed. They consulted with medical experts, including the CDC and World Health Organization.
When you get the green flag from your state and local health officials saying it's okay to start these types of activities, here's the model, here's the program, here's all the best practices that we're going to provide you so that you can go out and do this as safely as possible.
That's Little League President and CEO Stephen Keener as part of a roundtable moderated by Senator Toomey last week. Guidelines include players wearing masks in the dugouts, coaches and volunteers, masks and gloves, players 6 feet apart in the dugout or stands, sharing equipment prohibited when possible, game ball changed every 2 innings, umps stand behind the pitcher's mound instead of behind the plate, no sunflower seeds, no spitting, no post-game handshakes. And Suzanne, Governor Wolf's policy on organized sports does not include professional sports.